First, we thought we would call Ed Carter's Sports Hotline. We do this from time to time. He's based in deep southeast Texas, I believe. Does this old-fashioned homespun sports hotline. It's a recorded bit. See what he's up to this week.
Weird sports break for Thursday, September 8th. Year of our Tea Party Lord, 2011. I'm Ed Carter. Well, this breakup of the Big 12 has me madder than a three-legged dog trying to bury a turd on a frozen lake.
I heard that one.
I'm not on board with it. I think Texas teams ought to stay with Texas teams. Mm-hmm. In fact, in general, I think everyone should stay with their own kind.
God.
What does that mean?
You hear that, rappers?
What?
Wow.
If you go on the computer, you'll see Baylor is bowed up like a Halloween cat on their internet.
On their internet.
And I agree with them. I want good Texas teams like A&M to stay in the conference and play other good Texas teams like Iowa State and Kansas and Kansas State. If A&M is determined to wreak havoc in the world, why don't they just stick to giving us our next president? I thought old Governor Hairdo did pretty well last night at the debate.
Debate.
The only candidate up there that stuck out like a sore thumb was Herman Cain.
Oh, no.
What?
He just looked like he didn't share my values.
God. Jeez.
And I hope conservatives don't vote for old Herman Cain, because let's face it, going that route is what got us in this mess in the first place.
Jeez. Right. Boy, he's getting really political.
In junior high league.
Junior high
volleyball.
Oh.
In collegiate. In the NFL, it seems as though the Cowboys are determined to begin their season on 9/11 in New York against the New York team in New York on 9/11 to open the NFL season.
Hmm.
Aren't they playing that old Rex Ryan? I hope old Rex Ryan pulls his mouth off that gal's feet long enough to coach a decent game. And his brother, old Bubble Belly, that's coaching the defense for the Cowboys with his wild-ass hair, does a pretty good job, too. I hope the Cowboys beat them back into the Stone Age to honor those fallen patriots of 9/11 that led us.
That's weird.
To this week's Ed Carter's editorial.
Oh, no. What's all this been so far?
Hello, this is Ed Carter. Well, it was 10 years ago that them camel riders stepped out from behind their convenience store counters with box cutters and knocked down the World Trade Center.
Jeez, man.
And although they got one of their own in the Oval Office right now, we took the fight to them, and George W. Bush finally succeeded in putting some 30 caliber nuggets of justice into Osama bin Laden. And I want to thank our boys in camo for doing God's work. And to all those candy-ass people who bitch about taking your shoes off at airports, shut the hell up. If your one contribution to the fight on terror is letting strangers smell your foot hell or dumping out your lattes before they x-ray your vibrator, so be it.
Jeez.
Man. In ladies' collegiate NASCAR.
There's no such thing.
In toddler beauty pageant.
What?
Well, that was my sports break for Thursday, September 8th. Year of our Michelle Bachman supporting Lord 2011. I'm Ed Carter.
All right. The opinions are Carter.
We got to teach him how to end on a high instead of going to infant beauty pageants.
Yeah, the editorial probably should have been the end of it there. All right, 8:47 here on Sports Radio.